Hi, this is Andy Schindler from Waynetown Christian Church and Rocks Crying Out, our youth ministry. Thanks for listening to Do Not Keep Silent. Go get involved at equipgeneration.com.
Welcome to Do Not Keep Silent.
Speaking out the name of Jesus in action and word.
Encouraging and equipping.
Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves.
Do what it says. Do not keep silent.
Hey everybody, this is Jason DeZurich hanging out at the BAM Center in Benson, Minnesota with Todd Widseth, the guy who leads stuff, and I don't really know his title or anything like that, but we're going to find out, and we're going to find out more about this. How are you doing, Todd?
Wonderful.
Yeah, glad you're with us today, and you actually let us come here, and we'll talk more about that, of how that all happened. But tell us, what is the BAM Center, and where is Benson, Minnesota, for good grief?
The BAM Center stands for Benson Area Ministries. We're in the western part of the state of Minnesota. We're here to probably try to lead people to Christ. I mean, get people to go to church, and through the music and the messages that go through here, God is just working just amazing things.
It's pretty awesome, and as you can hear, everybody, Fades Away is getting ready for the concert tonight, and I'll be speaking right after. And you know what, as far as ministry going on here, I mean, what happens at the BAM Center?
Well, we have Saturday nights, and we will bring in just a lot of music, and we're trying to go with bringing speakers in so the kids will actually hear a message and actually be led to Christ through the Holy Spirit. It's just awesome.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty neat. And now the BAM Center's been around how long, too?
3 years.
Okay. So 3 years, and now are you guys like a nonprofit, or, I mean, how does this all work?
We're affiliated through Youth for Christ out of West Central Minnesota. We're affiliated with Sunshine Festival, and we do everything as it's a nonprofit, and it's just...
Well, so are you technically like the director of this?
No, Bart Graves is the director. My job is to schedule bands and speakers to come in. And that's what I do. It's just amazing.
You know, and if people want to find out information about the BAM Center, where can they go?
You can go on Facebook. We go right under BAM Center, and you can go on to MySpace if it's still there.
It's kind of dead, but where's MySpace?
It's MySpace / BAM Center, and it's there, and we keep it up to date, so you'll be able to see who's coming in and what we're doing every weekend.
That's pretty awesome. Now, if there was anybody out there who's either A, is trying to start something like this, or B, has something like this going, what would you suggest for people like that to make it better and to just encourage them, you can do it?
Well, I came here thinking that I was just going to do some stuff and not really. I was going to do my servanthood and do some work around here, and then I was out of here, and then God led me to start booking bands, and I've met some just amazing people through the bands and the speakers we've had. And with God in your back, you can do anything, and you can ask any question you want.
That's pretty awesome. You know, as far as ministry itself going on here, what are some things you've actually seen? I'm talking about, like, with the bands to the kids, you know, or if you've had other speakers in. I mean, what have you seen actually happening? Or what have you seen, like, afterward? Meaning, like, a week or two after, has there been any fruit like that, maybe?
We've seen some people, some kids being led to Christ. Seeing tears in kids' eyes when they hear from a speaker is just amazing. Seeing true friendships be made between the bands and the fans, and they're not people that you can't touch. It's amazing to see it on Facebook when you see these people talking with each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty neat. And if you're a band member listening to this, this is a pretty cool place, and they feed you really well. We had tacos that, well, I'll just say it was the best thing we had on this tour, so thank you for that. We appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome.
Now, Todd, if you could, so some people can kind of get to know you a little bit, what's your story? What are you all about yourself? You know, what's your testimony?
I was raised in the cities, and we moved out here on a prayer. We prayed for 30 days, and God answered the prayer, and we made the move. And God has been just rocking the ship ever since. We started going to an Assemblies church. We started doing some prophetic ministry stuff. That's you just be led by the Holy Spirit, and God, He gives me the gift of visions, and I can give them on a whim. That just God has my back and flows through me, and it's just amazing.
Yeah, that's really neat. You know, so you've got that going on. As far as like for yourself, are there any stories you could share with our listeners, or a story with a student that you've been sinking your life into? To maybe just encourage our listeners of, look, discipleship really makes sense.
Oh, yeah. Actually, it didn't happen here, but there's a gentleman that we've dealt with through the prophetic ministries. His name is Joshua, and it's just, he has just found God. And it's amazing seeing this growth and this fire he has in him, and just a true glow on his face. From what he came to, from I first met him to now, it's amazing.
Really neat. You know, when what's a good way for people, you know, if there's bands out there, how can they, you know, maybe contact you personally of getting a hold? I'm not saying a number or anything, but it's just the best way to go on Facebook and say, hey, we want to come to the BAM Center. What do you do?
We actually have had a few bands do that, and they'll actually make contact through us on Facebook and say, hey, we want to come and check you guys out, and I'll check them out, and we'll go from there.
Really neat. And I just, you know, I want you to know, Todd, I appreciate you taking the chance, having us out here. I mean, have we known each other like 2 years, something like that, I think?
Yeah.
And finally, we're here. So I appreciate that. And just thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. It's just it's a pleasure.
You know, I want to ask you, too, because you've kind of followed our ministry a little bit online, things like that. Regarding Worldview Warriors, what do you like, what you've seen out of what we're doing?
It's borderline... I consider it in your face. I mean, when I saw you at Lifelight, you did a thing on creationism and evolutionism. I'm not much of a guy for speakers, but I could have listened to you for another 2-3 hours. It's amazing, and putting it true to light is a really cool thing instead of a lot of fluff that you hear out there.
I really appreciate that. You know, would you say with what you can see, what's going on? I mean, yes, we're in your face, but do we do it with love, or is it with judgment?
Oh, it's purely with love. It's you can really tell that you guys don't do it with a gavel in your hand. I mean, it's amazing to see speakers go out there, and they're the ones that they have the Bible holding their back, and it's really cool.
Really awesome. You know, Todd, if there was one thing that if there was anything, you know, one thing you'd want to share with our listeners, and it could be anything, you know, an encouraging word, a word of, you know, maybe God's revealing something to you right now, or you're reading scripture and it's just really hitting you right now. If you could share one thing, the all-important thing, what would that one thing be?
God's got your back. I mean, the stuff that's gone on in my life is, if God wasn't there, there wouldn't be any hope. And without Him, I can't see the purpose to have be on this earth. I'm just in awe of all the stuff He's done for us. The accidents that we've had happen, and you call them accidents, you can call them luck, but if there's luck involved, I'd be dead. And it's really cool. It's just knowing that He's there has really changed my perspective on this earth.
That's exciting. Well, I thank you for the interview, and I just really appreciate you and all you guys do here at the BAM Center.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Find us online at worldviewwarriors.org.